Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tonight,
are you recording me right now?
Dramatic video.
Are you recording me?
Reality star Tom Sandoval seen pushing a man into a lit fire pit. That man, the father of his ex-girlfriend. She's accused of beating up Tom. The arrest and wild allegations still unfolding. Then,
you're in it for the drama.
JWoww's wedding bombshell.
You don't give a about me.
Which Jersey Shore co-stars didn't make the guest list, and the shocking reason why.
The whole reason why they weren't invited.
And an arena to alter transformation.
I chose the Rose Garden over Madison Square.
Taylor Swift's I Do Decor decoded.
Make this a beautiful, beautiful outdoor space.
Plus,
watch it burn.
Katy Perry torches a toxic relationship. Is her new music video a dig at ex Orlando Bloom? And Millie Bobby Brown gets husband Jake Bon Jovi into the movie business.
I get to see my husband and love him all day long.
And reveals their baby girl's first word.
That's a very important word to know.
E.T. starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Entertainment Tonight on this very busy Friday. We've got plenty of Hollywood headlines to get to, so let's kick things off with tonight's top story.
Big celeb wedding season news. As buzz builds for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's New York nuptials next week, newlywed JWoww from Jersey Shore is slamming haters snubbed from her I Do's.
If you were a true friend, none of this would be public right now. The people that are talking, you don't give a about me.
After Wednesday's Beauty and the Beast-inspired wedding to pro wrestler Zach Carpinello, the reality star went off on an almost four-minute TikTok rant, seemingly directed at some missing former castmates.
Less than 50 people were invited, and these 50 people would go to jail for me.
Snooki and The Situation were there, but Angelina Pavarnik and Ronnie Ortiz Magro were reportedly blindsided and extremely upset and hurt by not getting an invite.
I can't. Like, you can't even make it up.
You get what you deserve. And when you continue to play victim to your own narrative, you will never succeed in life.
Meanwhile, in Manhattan, Taylor and Travis's Madison Square Garden wedding is less than a week away. After the New York Times reported about their intimate gathering of about 100 people Thursday, followed by a celebration Friday with 1,000, we looked into how Tay could transform the garden into a folklore fairy tale with celeb wedding planner David Tutera.
I would bring in live trees and create a beautiful space for when you're walking in, you feel like you're in the woods.
Amazing, loving it.
You bring them into a venue, a space that makes you feel like this is a once-in-a-lifetime moment that you'll ever see.
And over under that she creates a song for this day and sings it to him.
That would be great.
Don't you think she'll do that?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You should be a planner.
You should be a planner.
In fact, the new song idea tracks.
Taylor.
That's Taylor last week arriving at a recording studio in Greenwich Village.
It's always about magic and it's always about love.
From soon-to-be wedded bliss to Tom Sandoval's shocking allegations of domestic violence.
Are you kidding me?
E.T. has obtained this bloody evidence and surveillance video appearing to show the former Vanderpump Rules star pushing his ex-girlfriend's father into a lit fire pit.
Are you recording me right now? Are you recording me?
The altercation involving Tom's ex, Victoria Robinson, and her dad, Will, allegedly took place June 3rd at the former couple's home. According to Tom's two restraining order filings against them, he acted in self-defense after an allegedly intoxicated Will attacked him first during an argument with his ex. Tom claims he then barricaded himself inside a spare bedroom, at which point Will allegedly threatened him and punched this massive hole in the door. Tom says Victoria then entered the room and allegedly hit my face and temple. The impact so forceful, it caused my vision to blur. I sustained a bruise near my temple and eyebrow ridge and bled from my ear and neck. Today, Will filed his own restraining order accusing Tom of assault. Meanwhile, there's been no comment from Victoria, who was arrested on a charge of intimate partner battery with physical violence and released on bond. And after Tom told ET this last year...
The marriage, the kids person for you?
That's definitely a possibility.
A source now tells ET, quote, this push was truly Tom's breaking point.
Just keep myself positive and surrounding myself with, good people.
Now to a health update on Lionel Richie after abruptly ending Wednesday's show and getting rushed to the hospital.
When you are feeling busy, sit your ass down.
Hello.
Per doctor's orders, the 77-year-old has now postponed his next two concerts over the weekend. The music legend, who has not revealed the nature of his illness, is heartbroken, but will return to his tour Tuesday.
Now, the only answer I can give you that I'm still doing this is because I like it.
Turning now to Lionel's former fellow idol, Judge Katy Perry, setting fire to her past in a dramatic new music video.
Last year was pretty tough. In Watch It Burn, I am wrestling with my darkness.
The 41-year-old grows a scorpion tail, washes away her scars in a car wash, and torches a street. Fans think she's hinting about the breakup with Orlando Bloom, burning this lookalike magazine cover and walking past a sign that reads, "Read between the headlines."
I'm a lot to be angry for. Moment. I'm gonna get
what I deserve. I end up at church and I get baptized and I make a conscious decision to choose the light.
That ending, a nod to new man Justin Trudeau.
I have love in my life now.
Yeah.
That's transformed me.
It does get better. It's kind of like a wave.
Wasn't really paying attention to anything but Katie.
And the Rolling Stones are doubling down on star power with their new video for Jealous Lover. Hands off, Jealous Lover. Charles Melton and Anya Taylor-Joy get steamy with this motel tussle, jumping on him in the parking lot, licking him, and hanging on before multiplying into a blonde army. The single is off the Stones album Foreign Tongues, out next month.
Your voice, I don't know how you're doing it, but it could be 1968.
Well, I was taking a lot more drugs in 1968.
And yeah, that's Alex Earle locking lips with Benson Boone amid dating rumors.
I tried to have like that fun pop star moment. Yes, I'm
having the time of my life. The duo fight dragons and have a fairy tale wedding in Benson's new music video, The Time of My Life. And their off-camera chemistry was obvious between takes.
I love what I'm making and I love who I'm making it with. I like you, but my body
is red. More music video celeb cameos? Check out the off-campus obsession crossover courtesy of Somber. Indy Navaretti helps the singer fight off insecurities in My Body Isn't Ready, and Josh Houston is a bully at the party. How I wanna go, but I'll stay home. How'd the collab happen? Well, Somber's hit We Never Dated was featured in Off Campus, so he's returning the favor.
It is crazy. It is amazing. It is a dream. I love it.
All right, we're going over to New York now for Millie Bobby Brown and hubby Jake Bon Jovi's parents' night out. Our Emily Curl was there.
That's right, Nichelle. The couple was all loved up on the carpet and gushed about working together on the third installment of Enola Holmes.
Oh my gosh, I get to see my husband and
love him all day long. And it's a dream come true. In fact, the designer, Ghali Al-Ahab, designed this dress tonight, who designed my actual wedding dress. So it definitely feels like a homecoming.
Millie quick change to skin showing sheer for the after party. Hubby Jake is EPing this third film in the franchise that Millie's led for 6 years. This time, Enola, sister to Sherlock, aka Henry Cavill, is tracking down her kidnapped brother in the movie hitting Netflix Wednesday, where you'll see the return of matriarch Helena Bonham Carter.
It is up to you to find my favorite child.
Favorite?
22-year-old Millie's a mama herself, welcoming a baby girl last summer, just 2 months after filming wrapped.
Today, she said, no, no, no. And I was like, okay. And also, that's a very important word to know.
On screen, hubby Louis Partridge, who broke it off with Olivia Rodrigo last December, is still navigating the spotlight, but inspired by Millie.
She's had it far worse than me. She knows what's important to her, and she knows what isn't. And she will be vocal about that. I'm caring less and less, which is a wonderful thing.
Still ahead, sneak peeks from Hollywood's hottest sets.
It'll be super funny.
From Romy and Michelle to Lindsay Lohan's first ever starring TV role, we've got the new snaps. Then a Fight Club reunion we've got to talk about.
Brad Pitt going nuts.
And a Dr. Quinn couple reunited.
We briefly dated.
Do you remember that?
Jane Seymour and Joe Lando spill the ET.
What do you think made it a better idea for us just to be friends?
Well, I think it was your choice.
Tune in to The Great American Block Party this July 4th on CBS. Tony DiCoppo and I host, along with star-studded performances and the largest fireworks show in history.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh yeah, Michelle, I'm so sure.
Coordinating in pastels and sunglasses, filming is officially underway on the Romy and Michelle sequel nearly 30 years after the original.
Romy still has that existential, like, angst, and she drags Michelle into, you know, a kind of a quest.
Yes.
That's Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino on set with Keegan-Michael Key. And check out Alan Cumming rocking burgundy pinstripes.
The script is so lovely.
It'll be super funny.
Yes.
And I think you'll love them.
And in New York, drama on set of Lindsay Lohan's new thriller series, Count My Lies. That's the Pitt's Catherine Lanasa in a tense scene with a blonde Shailene Woodley, who plays her daughter. It's all love, though, in real life. Catherine snaps selfies with Shailene and Kit Harington, who stars as Lilo's husband.
Who doesn't love Jon Snow?
You're Jon Snow's
My husband
wife.
Was like, you're working with Jon Snow.
I am Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
We're obviously in the middle of it now, yeah. So anything could go wrong. But
heated rivalries, Francois Arnaud also stars. As for Hudson Williams, that's him on set of the new culinary thriller, Tyrant, also starring Demi Moore, Charlize Theron, and Julia Garner. And check out this co-star chemistry, Kate Hudson and Javier Bardem sharing a smooch in the middle of New York City traffic for their new rom-com, Hello and Paris. And that's Billy Crudup looking distraught and holding an urn filming the morning show alongside Sean Hayes, who's new in season 5.
We've been friends since the days of must-see TV.
Coming up...
First rule of Fight Club is... You do not talk about Fight Club.
But we've got to talk about this. The Brad Pitt-Edward Norton reunion, 26 years in the making. Only E.T. has their first interview together.
It's not just for entertainment.
Then...
You recently got engaged.
Jane Seymour tells the naked truth about her marriage proposal.
I don't want to go into graphic detail, but nobody's got any clothes on.
Spilling the E.T. to Dr. Quinn co-star Joe Lando why reboot plans were scrapped.
We had what we thought was a really actually quite good script.
Look at that, the celebrations. Brad Pitt going nuts.
Brad Pitt's happy, Edward Norman's happy.
The first rule of Fight Club is... You do not talk about Fight Club.
Well, not only was everyone talking about this Fight Club reunion at yesterday's World Cup match in L.A., they were also posting the same joke about it with comments like Edward Norton talking to himself at the USA-Turkey game.
Why would anyone possibly confuse you with me?
Because we're the same person.
That's right.
E.T. was with the two 26 years ago when the movie premiered at the Venice Film Festival.
For me, art feeds off life and life feeds off art.
It's not just for entertainment. It's to disturb you, which...
It's not Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know, blowing everything away. Right.
As we see some of the luminaries and celebrities and movie stars that are here in L.A.
Owen Wilson in the house, or one of the owners right there of LAFC, the great Will Ferrell.
We also got a rare sighting of Leonardo DiCaprio, Colin Farrell, and Ashton Kutcher all supporting the home team, who ultimately lost in the final minute. Paris Hilton made it a family night out with her crew in matching Hilton jerseys. Jessica Alba took selfies with her daughters and their friends, and later posed with boyfriend, World Cup ambassador Danny Ramirez.
Okay, getting ready to go way back with a beloved couple from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, reunited and interviewing each other for this ET exclusive.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour.
And I'm Joe Lando.
And we are spilling the ET.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We briefly dated when Dr. Quinn was...
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think made it a better idea for us just to be friends?
You.
Me.
It was your choice.
Better learn to make it on your own.
I was a little sad. I think actually the fact that we did not end up having a relationship.
Saved
our relationship. But he has a fabulous wife and I have a pretty good man in my life.
While Dr. Quinn and Sully became one of TV's most cherished love stories when the series premiered in 1993, in real life, Joe has been married to his wife Kirsten for nearly 20 years, and Jane recently debuted her engagement ring from ER doctor John Zambetti.
You recently got engaged or entwined. How did he pop the question?
He decided on Valentine's Day he wanted to formally ask me. But we were lying in bed, and he pulled the ring out, and the ring fell out under the bed and rolled away. So now he's under the bed. You have to understand, I don't want to go into graphic detail, but nobody's got any clothes on. He can't get up, and I'm not strong enough to pull him up. So we went, okay, well, this bodes well for the future. What was the most memorable fan encounter you had on set? Well, we didn't actually invite fans. It's just that it was a state park.
It was a state park, and we never had an issue with it. Everyone was polite and
understood. It was so lovely. Of course, my kids were on the set a lot.
Do you still like it, or are you bored with it now?
I like it.
The fans were amazing. They still are amazing.
And the fans are absolutely loving their on-screen reunion in Jane's Irish mystery series, Harry Wild.
But it feels like you're getting somewhere.
Or nowhere.
In the show, streaming now on Acorn TV, Jane plays a retired literature professor turned amateur detective. Joe joins the cast as a pathologist who may become more than her crime-solving partner.
How do you describe the relationships between our characters?
So there's instant attraction. I prepared for that moment by being with you a million times.
What do you think our next project together should be? Okay, that's a good one. So if we did a reboot, this would be 35 years later, right?
Yeah.
We had what we thought was a really actually quite good script.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
The biggest, scariest thing would be the thought of Dr. Mike and Sully
not being together
anymore. And I think that's a realistic one too, because life moves on.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We spilled the E.T.
Still ahead, Hal Drewski is gearing up to host the BET Awards.
There'll be a lot of old damn moments.
We have some summer finds in tonight's 60 Seconds of Steals with MorningSave.com and their ambassador, Amy Paffra.
The MistyMate 30-foot patio misting system with timer delivers a refreshing ultra-fine mist through 16 precision nozzles along a 30-foot UV-resistant line. They say this can cool outdoor spaces by up to 30 degrees. Plus, the built-in timer offers 15-minute interval settings up to 2 hours with automatic shutoff for easy, hands-free use. We've seen this for as high as $56, but we have it for $19.99, that's 64% off.
What's next?
These Aerothotic and Hollis Arch Support flip-flops are the comfort upgrade your warm weather wardrobe has been waiting for. They've got that easy everyday flip-flop style with built-in arch support that keeps you comfortable wherever your feet take you. And we have three colors and sizes 5 to 10 available. We have seen these for as high as $50, but we have them for $19.99. That is 60% off.
Get these steals while supplies last at morningsave.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
How do you like that?
Monday, it's ET Vault, Unlocked, Anne Hathaway. Our time with the newly expectant star from her TV start.
What?
I dreamed a dream.
To grabbing Oscar gold.
I had a dream. And it came true.
Be sure to check that out on Monday. But the countdown is on to Sunday's BET Awards, and Kevin Frazier is with its new host, comedian Drewski, who is ready to make history. Good night, everybody.
There'll be a lot of old damn moments.
You have a lot of famous friends. You invited a bunch of folks there, John Legend.
Come on, John!
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie! Man, what the f***?
Cardi B.
Yeah, I just called everybody. I'm making sure everybody got their black suit and tie.
That was probably the most star-studded promo I've seen ever.
Ever.
Move over, Kevin Hart. At age 31, Drewski is now the youngest host in BET Awards history.
And I'm not just hosting. I'm actually nominated for an award, too.
Cardi B will be front row as the night's biggest nominee with 6. Teyana Taylor is getting Icon of the Year. And Lauryn Hill will receive the Living Legend Icon Award.
She's just an ongoing icon. So that particular tribute is going to be amazing.
Hello, and welcome to Pluto Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, just stream it for free on Pluto TV, where all your blockbuster favorites are landing all summer long. Catch Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Fantastic!
The Matrix Trilogy.
Welcome to the real world.
Mean Girls.
Shut up!
Titanic.
I'm the king of the world!
And so much more. For showtimes, press nothing. They're free 24/7.
That is so fetch.
On Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.